No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Okinawa, highlighting artists and their music. Before we get started, for you artists out there that are wanting to get your music heard on Infinite L Radio, I need you to listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
And how are you folks doing this evening? This evening, I'm going to change up things a little. Tonight, we're not going to have any featured artists on the show. Tonight is our Thanksgiving special. And with me on my show tonight, I have co-host Elle from Infinite L Radio, the producer. Elle, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just great. It's great Thanksgiving Day.
Now, before we get started, the Infinite L Radio Show, Scavenger Hunt, will begin on January the 6th, 2022. We decided to wait until after the holidays to get it started. So, with that said, tonight we're going to be playing music. So just kick back and relax. Our first song for the evening is Wish You by Natasha Rinne.
Like this.
That was Natasha Remy with Wish You. That reminds me of something back from the 80s, from the love stories of the movies back in the days, with the horns and everything going on in the background. Elle, what did you think?
Yeah, I liked it. It had me over here while I was listening to it. You know, it was one of those songs that make you smile, so I was just smiling the whole time I was listening to it. And, yeah, it does remind me of one of those nostalgic songs from back in the 80s, you know, the early 80s. Yep, exactly what you said it does. It reminds me, like you said, of the old movies. So something that you would hear playing either during the movie or at the end, you know, just at the end when it's going to end.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
definitely
what I think, too. Well, Natasha Remy is actually going to be on the show December 23rd. So it's going to be for your Christmas special. I don't know if you knew that or not, so I wanted to let you know. Just because I didn't let you know. She's not going to actually be on the show, but that's going to be your featured artist.
My featured artist for that night?
Mm-hmm. Will be
and that shows
Natasha.
On the That show's going to be on the 23rd?
The 23rd.
December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. So that's going to be a feature author. So we can learn more about Natasha. It should be interesting because, like I said, yeah, I want to know what's behind that song and everything because it's a really nice song. And, and I just want to know more, a little bit more. It'd be nice if we can get her on the show, too, interview her. Can get her on the show?
That would be a good segment, have her on the show, talk about her music.
Yeah.
I know there's a little bit more out there.
Yeah, because, see, I would love to know what's behind the song, because it's really nice song. But I know it has something to do with Christmas, but exactly what, I'm not sure how it intermixes with Christmas. But, yeah, it was written because of Christmas.
Yeah. So how's your Thanksgiving going?
My Thanksgiving is good. Actually, Thanksgiving for me has been restful because our actual Thanksgiving with the family took place on Tuesday because most of the people had to work on, believe it or not, they work Thanksgiving Day. So we had to plan ours earlier than usual. So what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, I went out with my family. We went out because we didn't feel like cooking. We're going to be honest. Didn't feel like messing up no pots, cleaning no dishes. We were like, we going out to eat. So we went out and we ate at a buffet. So
what did you
go? It was nice to get out to the Atlantis, the casino.
Okay. Nice.
So it was nice to get out for a change. We haven't done that in a very long time since all this pandemic stuff happened.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, because of the pandemic, it messed up a lot of things for people. And I think that was this time last year. Yeah, the pandemic was full blown, so it didn't get to go out and do nothing. You had to stay home and cook. Well, thank you.
Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It was nice to see people out and about today. Just families and everything. So, that said.
So, do you have anything planned for your holidays, for the Christmas holidays? What's going on with that?
Well, we're going to be doing with my family, we always do a pre-Christmas get-together. So, Christmas Eve, we always get together. That way, the individual families who have other family they may want to go visit are able to actually go do that on Christmas.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we still get to spend time with the family and do our things as a group, but then they can go out the next day and actually go out and do other things with the rest of their families.
And yeah, well, for me, just like Thanksgiving, and most of my family members, they have to work on Christmas Day, as a matter of fact, which I'm sure they don't mind because they get that double pay, so they're not crying about it. So we normally do it like the day before. So Christmas Eve is probably when we'll actually open up our gifts and celebrate and that type thing, because I don't have to work on Christmas Day, but like I said, people do.
Oh, lucky you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. So, will you work, you have to go in on Christmas Day, too?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't think so. Okay. Well, lucky you. Why you say lucky me? Like it was something special. You don't have to work.
well, technically, mm-hmm. things have changed because of this whole pandemic thing. So technically, mm-hmm. I would have been working on Black Friday.
Oh, so you don't work tomorrow either?
No, I work tomorrow, but okay. I didn't work today because normally we
okay.
would work.
Oh, on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But
okay.
due to everything, we've finally gotten Thanksgiving days off, and it's nice because we really don't want to be at work on Thanksgiving. We would like to be with our families.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So what I'm going to do is go into the next song. So I'm going to be introducing this song. This song is by Degrassi, and the name of the song is How You Do It. But before I do that, I wanted to mention that tonight, since it's the holiday special, we decided that it's like gumbo soup. So we're going to play a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So you're going to hear Christmas songs. You're going to hear reggae. You're going to hear R&B. You're going to hear rap. There's no telling what you might hear. Like I said, it's going to be gumbo soup, sung by Degrassi. And again, it's called How You Do It.
And
that song was by Degrassi, and the name of that song is How You Do It. So what are you going to say about it?
It had a different beat.
Different tone, yeah, it was different. I like
in
it.
General,
mm-hmm.
the change up in between the two tempos, it stayed mellow across the way, but it went to a much, it seemed like a much faster beat, at one mm-hmm. point, and then it went back down to a mellow beat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I did too. When I first heard it, it caught my interest because, you know, like I said, it's different. So I liked it. It's mellow, but then, like you said, it has its fast points as well. But overall, it's a good song. It's a really good song. I really like it.
Mhm. Yeah. You don't really get music like that anymore.
Well, I don't know about anymore. Like I said, because I've never. It's different to me. So I'm not quite sure. And I always wonder what genre will fall under, because it's like a mixture. It's like a little bit of pop, and I'm trying to figure out what else would you say would be mixed in with that? Because it's not just pop. It's like something else mixed in.
It's not indie. It's. I don't know what it would be considered, because, like you said, it would be a little bit of pop.
Mhm.
But it would be mixed with something else, but I just can't put my finger on it.
Me either, yeah. It seemed like it's something else. And they're from that group. They're actually from Canada. So, like I said, we have music from around the world. We have music coming from everywhere. So, yeah. That's where they originate at.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to introduce the third song. And that is Season of Love by The Rich Collective.
Coming home to you while loneliness is coming down the brick. Will you be wrapped inside my arms? I'll be bringing lots of presents. I'll be bringing you my love. Christmas is here. It's my favorite time of year. With all your friends and family to keep you warm. Whoa. Christmas is the season of love. Love.
every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And that was Season of Love by The Rich Collective. Like my country? I love that it was a Christmas kill.
Christmas song, exactly. I just said Gumbo Soup Night. You have the Christmas songs in there. But yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I knew you would appreciate it because I know you like your country.
You know, there's just a certain artist that I can gravitate to.
Okay.
I said there's those artists that I can gravitate to, and that song kind of gravitated me to someone that I've listened to before.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them on the Country Channel. Now.
Yep. Yeah, and I just want to also let our listeners know that right now we're almost, well, I'm not, but the contest, Master B contest, which is being hosted by Theory, the producer, It's third phase. Right now they're in the second phase of the contest. They're going to be going into the third phase the first week of December. So I just want to let you know where they're at now with the contest itself, and it's going well. So, yeah, just keep note of that. And soon we'll be having some good music for you from those final contestants.
Nice. So you said they're getting ready to go into the third stage here shortly?
Yeah, the third phase. The first week of December is when they're going to the third phase, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, did I say the first week or third? The first week of December is what I meant to say. I'm not sure what I said.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah, not the third, the first week. So do you have anything planned for... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in your repertoire of music that you listen to?
Mine?
Yeah.
Honestly, no.
Okay.
No, it's not on my playlist. But I wouldn't say that because, see, with me, it's not really genres that I'd be going after. I just like songs, so I like music. So I'm not going to say that I have gone out and bought country music because then I would be telling stories, so no, I have not. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't like a country song. So like I said, it just has to do with the music itself. If it catches me, if I like what it's doing, if I like the flow, the lyrics, the beat, I'm cool. It doesn't matter what genre it is. I just like it. Because right now, I like, what's the name of the song? I'm trying to think. And, it, you know, it's completely different for me. But Coldplay, what is the name of that song? That's my favorite song. And it has that guitar in it, and I just love it. But what is the name of the song? I can't think of it. So as we go along, if I think of it, I'll let you know. But it's a song by Coldplay that I just love. So that's on my playlist.
Okay.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah. So that was for me, it just has to do with the, it has to do with music and stuff. I just like music.
See, I'm like that as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. I listen to a little bit of everything, but...
Mm-hmm.
If it's like one or two songs, I'll download it on my Spotify. I ain't gonna lie. If I get into that mood, I'm going there. It's in my playlist, and it just pops up when I've had people at work tell me, "I didn't know you listen to country music." Yes, I do. So you know,
yeah, I listen to all kinds. Like I said, even when I was younger, I liked David Bowie. Fame. That was, girl, I still like that song. That's my song. And Helen Reddy. Now, you know, remember Helen, now she country. Helen Reddy. Remember what about the I Got a Brand New Pair of Low Skates, You Got a Brand New Pair. Now, don't ask. I was young. Just don't even. I like it so far because I was a kid, so it appealed to me, okay?
It had a pair of skates. That's all that mattered.
Yep. Yes. So what I was going to ask you is, you have anything planned for New Year's? You know, another holiday is coming up.
We do have holidays back to back this
mm-hmm.
next couple
yeah,
of months.
Yeah, right at the end of the year, yeah, they still do come right back to back.
It's the same day as Christmas is on, which is a Saturday. I believe
mm-hmm.
this
it
year.
Is. It's always Christmas and New Year's always fall on the same day. That never changes. Always does.
I'll be at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that took care of that then for your New Year's. Well, you're going to be at work New Year's Day, the first, or?
Yeah,
I'll be there
I'm
the first,
to... the
New Year's Eve,
the
night before.
Right now because New Year's Eve right now is up in the air. Technically,
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to have the day off, but because it's New Year's Eve, just like Black Friday, we're all working. So most likely, I may be working.
Okay, got it.
And
okay,
you, what do you have planned?
Nothing. I haven't planned actually anything for New Year's in years. Probably because, I don't know, I guess I'm just at the age where I'm just settled and, you know, going out. Now, when I was younger, it was a lot of fun. I loved it. But now, with all the crazy people out there, they don't know how to have fun. So I don't be trying to go out there and get shot. So that's why I stay home. Okay? Mm-mm. So, yep, I stay home. Nobody knows how to act anymore. They just lose their mind. So they get a little bit of alcohol in them, they just lose it. So, nah, I stay home.
I understand. I feel the same
but
way.
But I think I did go out, 3 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. I did go. I went out, and I had a good time. It was at, when we were at the Silver Lake, it was one of the clubs, and they did fireworks and everything. Now, I did have a good time, so I have to say, yeah, I did have a good time. So, but, no, for the most part, especially now, it seems like since the pandemic, they've really gotten crazy. So I'm not ready to go out yet. No, I party at home. I'm good.
Better to be
so,
safe.
You're
gonna
be at work. I'm gonna be partying at home. So we're gonna be all good. Okay. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is go ahead and introduce our next song. This is gonna be our fourth song of the evening. The name of the song is called "Tell Me" and it's by Juan Pablo, and this artist is also going to be a featured artist on the In the Know with Ohinua segment. And he's going to be featured on December 16th. So he does reggae type music. And what I find interesting about him is that he also is a soldier. So I really appreciate of that. And I can't wait to hear the his bio because, you know, it's really interesting. So you guys definitely need to tune into that one because I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. You'll find out a lot about him. So, again, with that being said, the name of the song is Tell Me, and it's by Juan Pablo.
Strong and strong, how long is long, how wrong is wrong, can you tell me, how love goes on, keep holding on, that's to my song, can you tell me, can you feel the frustration, blazing? Patience is a virtue, stay in station. Set your mind on a destination. Still a healthy vice with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be grateful. to run? Can you tell me what vibe you want? Am I strong? Rain if you run. Can you tell me? Can you feel the frustration? Crazy. Patience is a virtue. Stay in station. Set your mind on a destination. Feel a healthy vibes with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be careful. Understand mistakes, be faithful. I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair. Am I the one? Your champion? With ambition, can you tell me? I'm armstrong, financial one. Dance to my song, can you tell me? Can you feel the frustration? Lazy, patience is a virtue. Stay in station. Set your mind on a destination. Feel a healthy vibe with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be grateful. Understand mistakes, be faithful. I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair.
Okay, and again, that song is called Tell Me, and it's by Juan Pablo. So what did you think of that, Oheniwa?
I like the reggae aspect, the melody, the beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was mellow, real calming, kind of made you feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got out of it.
Okay. It was really relaxing and calm. It was a calm song, people. And like I said, again, he's going to be your featured guest or the featured guest on In the Know with Oheniwa on, and I keep saying featured guest. He is not going to be on the show. Let me retract that. Feature artist, and it's going to be December 16th, 2021. And, I also want to bring up that we have an affiliate radio show. The name of the show is called Rhythm and Views. Now, the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because one of the hosts on the show, his name goes by the name of Tarius, he's actually going to be interviewed, or he's going to be, we interviewed him for the December 2nd In the Know With Oheniwa Show segment. So next week. Next Thursday, you're going to hear a pre-recorded interview with him, and I'll let Oheniwa tell you all that on the show, why that happened and why it has to be pre-recorded, but it's a good interview, so you guys definitely need to tune into that. And like I said, he's the host of Rhythm and Views, and their radio, you can find their radio show at www.youtube.com and then /Rhythm and Views with the S show, or you can put Rhythm and Views in the search engine, and they'll be the first ones that pop out. You can do it either way, but definitely check out their show. They have a really good show, really good. So, Miss Oheniwa.
Yes.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. A little hot.
Yes.
You know, office is a little warm.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, you know, it looks like we saved the slow tempo song for the beginning. But, yeah, we're going
Correct.
Into the ending, and we get ready to speed this stuff up real quick.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be doing that.
Huh? Trying to get your dance on now.
Yeah, time to get it going. Time to get it going.
Now, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play the fifth song, This is Cicero by Non Low Vengeance.
Yeah.
What's up?
Look at me, look at me, look at me, boy. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Phoenix, how freestyle boy must be genius. Money so old I still can't clean this. How I get down, you never ever seen this. Queens, New York, yeah, California dreaming. All seasons, dreaming out reasons. I call the gods for these demons. I'm gleaming, they scheming. I think they want what I'm streaming. I think you lost in my meaning. At first they think that I'm teasing. I leave with most of them screaming. Twice and I'm leaving. Kool-Aid drunk, dry heaving. Research shit you believe in. Your leaders lead by deceiving. Strange fruit hanging from treason. We burn it down here this evening. One life is a good enough reason. Patriotic people see treason. Been speaking up in this season. These politicians be reaching. It's time to teach, so I'm teaching. It's time to speak, so I'm speaking. They don't pay, so the poor stay helpless. Desperation transforms the reckless. But your wife needs a brand new necklace. Either that or you're walking around sexless. Policies are written by the selfish, but the poor are the ones who are selfless. Let's keep it real, you're just jealous. The way we live is so hellish. Who's gonna care for our wellness? Every life is oh so precious. Deathless, yeah, I'm rebellious. I'm about to blow, leave you breathless. Can survive its fools, even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is left to be feared. Cicero.
And that was Cicero by Non Low Vengeance.
Okay, I'm going to say his name is Nala Venge.
Oh, Nala Venge. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What did you think of the song?
I think it's, I like the beat. And I think it's a song that you want to dance to. It'll make you want to get up and dance. As far as, is it something that I would listen to? Probably, but it's not, I don't know. It's not really my style of music, but I do like the song. I can say that much about it. I like it, but it's not something that I would have in my playlist. That was definitely.
I like the mixture of the rapping and the singing in the song. I like the change.
Oh, no, you can definitely, I like to use the rap. There's no doubt about that. I definitely like the style. But, yeah, it's just not, you know, everybody's taste is different, so.
Correct. And I like that it offset one another. So it flowed.
The flow, so, it was, yeah, he had a good flow. Good flow. And I liked it. I liked the hook. I liked the hook a lot. Yeah, the girl could sing.
Correct.
Yeah, she had a voice, so. That's for sure. Definitely had a voice, definitely.
And it didn't overwhelm. One didn't dominate the other. It just
no, it didn't.
Came across even. And I'm not sure. Sometimes. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say sometimes in when you listen to artists like that today, as far as the ones that are out, sometimes they one dominates one more than the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this was a nice even across the board.
Even flow. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, and I know exactly what you're saying, yeah, because sometimes you can have them, but you have more than one artist on the song, and it does. One tends to, it's not nothing that they're trying to do, but they, it's just because of their style and their background, they just can, yeah, their voice is stronger than the other one. So their delivery is what they call it, it's there, it's much stronger than the other. But in this case, like you said, we're well-balanced, we're good. But I had thought about the name of that song by Coldplay. It's called Adventures of a Lifetime. That's my song.
I've heard of that one before.
Yeah, and I love that guitar. Probably because they use real instruments. And that guitar, the first time I heard it, and that guitar started playing, I was just floored. I loved it. Loved it. Yeah, that's what it did for me.
Yeah, they're one of those bands that changes up things.
Mhm.
So, but yeah, Cicero had a very nice delivery presentation, and
Cicero was good.
The young lady who was singing and the young lady that was singing, it just worked perfectly.
Mhm. Okay.
Now, I know that you said you're not doing anything. For New Year's?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say because your family is working.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys planning on doing anything as far as at home for New Year's Eve as a family?
You know, they work New Year's Eve and New Year's.
You know. You come in. You stay awake for as long as you can, bring in the New Year's. I mean...
Yeah, I probably bring it in sleep, but yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, this time last year... Oh, but I forgot it was... We can't count that last year, because last year it was just weird. Okay, so the year before that, I'm trying to think, what did I do? I think... I don't, you know what? That's what I'm saying. That's bad, because I don't remember what I did. So I probably didn't do anything. I don't remember what I did the year before. I really don't. So that would have been 2019, right? I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. I think I went, I go out for New Year's. I don't think I did. I think I stayed home. You know what? Don't give me the line. I don't remember.
Good call.
So, call I'm talking
like
if it wasn't. Yeah, so was it not exciting? Because I said, you know. If I went out, it must not have been disappointing because I sure don't remember it. You know, I remember things that were exciting. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I really don't remember. I couldn't tell you. Do you remember what you did for New Year's Eve? You probably at work, huh?
I worked the morning shift that day, so I was home for New Year's to bring in New Year's Eve.
Oh,
so I was like at work at like 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And got off at like 4, and then from that point on, I was home.
Yeah, I wouldn't that's okay, so you weren't trying to do nothing.
My little.
Yeah.
No, I got my little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in New Year's. I called some friends and family. Wished
mm-hmm.
them Happy New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So we all brought it in at like 12 a.m.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that in 2019, yeah, I was home. I didn't do anything that year. That was one of those years I didn't do anything.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody wasn't awake, but, you know, hey, I left a New Year, Happy New Year on the voicemail.
Yeah, I'm even at the point, you know, normally people stay home. They'll watch the Rockin' in the New Year's. I don't even watch that stuff. I put on Netflix because I'm more interested in the movie.
Okay.
And that's probably what happened. I put on Netflix. Yeah, I fired it by myself. Yeah, that's what I did.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with bringing in the New Year's with Netflix.
Mm-hmm. With Netflix, that's about exactly what it was. That's why I don't remember. Oh, my goodness. That's bad. Okay. Oh, that's kind of bad. Well, actually, it's not. It's not a bad thing. I can't say that I have a problem with it because I don't. And like I said, that's all I'm going to do this year. And they got a lot of good movies coming out, and all the new shows will come back on, too, and everything. So I'm good. I am good. But the difference is this time is that when the film comes, like you said, when they come on sale, I'll probably, yeah, I'm sure that we'll be bringing in the New Year's. No problem. We'll bring in the New Year's. And after that, everybody probably goes to sleep. But, yeah, I doubt that I'll go anywhere. So, I'm going to go ahead again and get into that next song. And this will be our sixth song for the evening. As a matter of fact, this song is by a young man. His name is Eli Anderson. Now, do you remember, Oheniwa, when did you do the feature artist on him? Because you already did it. I think that was your first show, wasn't it?
That was my first show.
Okay, so for those of you that are listening, when you get a chance, go ahead and check out that show. It was her very first show. And her featured artist was this guy that I'm going to play next. His name is Eli Anderson. And the name of the song that I'm going to be playing for you is For All I Love.
Give me one more try.
Give me one more
try. All I love. All I love.
again, the name of that song was For All I Love, and it's by Eli Anderson. So, Miss Ohiniwa. I just like saying Ohiniwa. Okay, so you want to go ahead and introduce our last song of the evening?
Our last song, yes. It is Note to Self by Simi.
Sumi.
Sumi.
Okay. Here we go.
Alright, I'm double fisting, gun twisting, actions that I don't condone. Thumbs itching, keys missing, steady trying to find my phone. I'm street pissing, you pissed off, think you need a crisscross. Find your inner chakra, forge yourself a mantra, bitch, I'm sick. It'll get better when times, it'll get better, I'm fine. Everything better when times, I'm running out of. Check me out, mom, I'm fucking sick now, bro. I'm cool now, finally cool.
You gifted, you different, you found a tripping, he's out for many tests. Your vision won't save it, he come you up to bed. I'm in it, so listen, when I got words to share, looking for ways to evolve, so hoping you pray for a call, no, laughing out loud when I talk to you, rap, cause I know about them all, for, yeah, reason I like you at all, reason my balls are the wall, reason I give you this time of day, I'm contemplating ways on how to win the baby, you want me to say,
I'm double fisting, gun twisting, action that I don't condone. Keys missing, steady trying to find my phone. I'm street pissing, you pissed off, think you need a crisscross. Find your inner chakra, forge yourself a mantra, bitch, I'm sick.
Note to Self by Simi.
Sumi.
Sumi. Lord have mercy. I'm going to get it right.
So I like that. I like that. Ooh, you know, the background. No, don't get me singing because I.
Yeah.
You ran everybody off. But okay, we're good. We're good. But you know what? I enjoyed being on your show this evening, Ohiniwa. Miss Ohiniwa. I enjoyed being on your show. And thank you for having me. And we have to do this again sometime. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm going to go ahead and go and let you in your show. And everybody out there, you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, or what's left of it. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So, as this is, we're coming to the end of the show. So, my next show is December the 2nd, and that's the interview I'm having with Taurus. I'll give you more about that next week. It is a pre-recorded interview, so I'll explain more. So listeners out there, those of you wanting to get your music submitted, I need you to listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite Elle Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
Well, with that all said and done right there, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. You guys have a nice night.
Yeah.